burning themselves out early on in their business. So working, you know, all hours of the day and all hours of the night. And then after a while, you just don't have anything left and you kind of lose the joy of it. And so if you start and understand that, yes, obviously it's important to work hard, but working hard is a different level for different people. You know, some people love those long 15-hour work days and they're able to do that consistently. Others can't manage that. And if you can't manage that, figure out the most that you're actually able to accomplish and keep the motivation and keep the love for it, and then progress from there. Learn how to build your business off of what works for you.
Welcome to the 3 Steps to Thrive podcast, where each show will show you 3 simple, practical, and actionable steps to improve your life or your business. Now, here's your host, James Lamb. And guess what? That's me.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are, team. My name is James Lamb. Welcome to 3 Steps to Thrive. I'm your host today and actually all the time. But this is where we interview interesting entrepreneurs and successful small business owners. And we talk to them a little bit more about what makes them tick. And every episode, we always leave you, the business owner, with an idea about how to improve yourself or how to improve the business. And those steps are always going to be practical, actionable, and simple. Once in a while, we bring on someone who we like to term new and novel here. So with someone who doesn't have a big list or is not very established, but they are really passionate about what they do. They're at the top of their field and they really bring a lot of gravity. And we have one of those people today. We have Kenny Dussault. Kenny, can you say hi?
Hi, James. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problems. So Kenny's in the strength and conditioning coach, and we're going to learn more about Kenny here, but there's something really neat that we're going to get to that Kenny doesn't know, which is amazing. But one of the neat things that I get to do on the show team is I get to interview people and surprise questions all the time, which is awesome. So let me read a little bit more about Kenny, and we will get going with some of his answers. So I asked Kenny to write me a bio. He wrote me a one-paragraph bio. I'm not sure who can summarize their life in one paragraph, but apparently Kenny is. So we'll have to tease a lot of this out. But he says, Kenny Dussault has been involved in the strength and conditioning industry for over 10 years. And starting in high school, he coached numerous younger students in powerlifting, bringing 2 of them to a national championship, which is amazing. Throughout his time in university, he spent time in the high school gym, working with members of various sports teams, and spent the summers helping with the conditioning of the Canadian Football League Montreal Alouettes. So that's for the you people in New Zealand and Australia, that's Gridiron, and that's NFL for you people in the States. After university, he spent time working in multiple elite performance centers, coaching athletes from the young age of 8 all the way to professional ranks. The latest stage in his career has been opening his own strength and conditioning business in November 2019. And that's taken off, if I understand that correctly. Is that right, Kenny?
It's going pretty well. It's in the right direction for sure.
Awesome. So there's a lot of new changes for you coming up, right? Like, you know, when people think about strength and conditioning coach, they think, you know, you have everybody from sort of those mega gyms, the personal trainers, all the way to the online gurus. Tell me a little bit about you working with elite athletes.
So yeah, like you said, in our industry, things are sometimes a little bit murky because there isn't sort of one regulating body. So there are people from all walks of life that are involved in the industry in some capacity or another. The thing that really drives my passion is working with the elite athletes. And that's just, I think it stems from, again, my own love of sports, but what I really enjoy about it is just being able to bridge the gap for them between just being skilled at a sport and being a dominant athlete. So being faster, being stronger, being more explosive than their opposition, than their competitors.
Right. What do you like about working with elite athletes? Like, do you find they have more drive, or is it more passion? Like I guess I'm going to ask you that question, but I'm also going to have a follow-up question. So I want you to think about this as well. What makes them elite? Is it the way they're designed? Is it their body type, or is it their mental headspace? Like, I guess, tell us a little bit more about dealing with that.
So that's actually a really interesting question and something I've been thinking about a lot just over the past few years, and like what makes an athlete elite. I think there's no one specific trait that that really creates that. But personally, I feel like, again, it can be down to the body type, but really more than anything, the reason that I love working with people at those higher levels is when it comes to training people, when it comes to how the body works, all of that, that's something that I absolutely love. So I can sit and talk about it for hours and hours and hours. And when people have the drive that they're either at elite levels of sport or working towards those elite levels, they want to know and they want to understand. They don't want someone standing there telling them, lift this weight, then lift that weight, then go over there and run. They want to actually understand, what does every element of the program entail? What do I have to do? And how is it actually going to help me? So it helps me break things down more for them. And then in turn, they're asking me questions, and it just creates a much better back and forth when people are invested like that.
Right. And when they understand, you know, a big part of sports, I imagine, is mindset. Would you agree?
Of course. Yeah. That's one of the big things with these athletes that I'm working with as well, that, you know, it may not be technically under my job description to be working on the mindset and all of that, but creating habits of, you know, training consistently and making sure you're always working hard, you're always trying to improve yourself, is one of the things that obviously creates success in sports at every level. Mm-hmm. And so the more we can drive that from the time spent in the gym, the better off I find our athletes are always going to be.
Right. And tell me about how a good training program translates to belief. And where I'm coming from here is, when you train, you basically train to failure in many ways. You always challenge the body, right? And you challenge the mind. And I think one of the interesting things about training sometimes is that even though you get better, it still feels hard if you're doing it right, because you're still putting a lot of effort in, right? How does that challenge translate to a winning mindset?
Well, so for one, it is a common perception that we're always trying to train to failure. But one of the really important like intricacies of our job is making sure that, again, we're complementing what athletes are doing in the rest of their week. So if you've got an athlete who's practicing 4 days a week, playing 2 or 3 days a week or whatever it is, and has a really busy schedule as it is, we can't bring them into the gym and train them to failure every day, because then we're sending them into practice or sending them into their games exhausted.
Right.
But as far as what you were saying about the program translating into a winning mindset, think about it like this. You can have an extremely skilled player in any sport. Let's say hockey. That's one that I've grown up watching. Mm-hmm. You can have a player who's got great hands, great skill with the puck, knows how to move. But if you're able to take that skill and then add 20% onto their speed, 20% power onto their shot, 20% power into every hit they make, 20% speed into every back check, everything that they do, they can do 20% faster. They're stronger on the puck. Every quality they have outside of purely the skill of the game is X amount better. Mm-hmm. They're simply going to believe in themselves more as an athlete, because they know that no matter who's beside them, they've got a better chance of getting to the puck first. They've got a better chance of putting the puck in the net because they can shoot harder, and nobody else is coming in on them. They've got a better chance of being able to take them out because they're bigger and stronger than they would have been without that program.
Right. Awesome. Tell me about, because you've had a lot of success in your athletic career. Is that right?
I would say I did okay. I was mostly in powerlifting than any other sport, but right. I did okay for my.
Well, let me ask you for the listeners' benefit. I know you're doing that Canadian thing where you're being really humble. Tell us the highest level you achieved here.
So the highest level in powerlifting that I achieved is I competed at several national championships. I won a championship in high school, and then competed again a couple times through university. Then unfortunately for myself, I had a few injuries that kind of kept me out of it, but. That was the extent for me.
Yeah, no, that's fair. No, I appreciate it. I just want the audience to understand where you're coming from a little bit here. And I know we have a tendency, and you're not the only one. I think every single person I've interviewed here has been really humble. So it's taken a little bit of time to tease it out. But let me ask you this question, Kenny. What did you learn there when you were training, and how did it translate to what you do now? And I don't mean from an athletic perspective. I mean from a business owner perspective, right? In many ways, you know, the analogy is drawn, and I haven't figured out if I like this analogy or not, but a lot of analogy is drawn between business owners who quote unquote hustle and grind and who work their butts off for results and athletes who do the same thing. Did you learn something when you were an athlete and you've been able to translate it into being a business owner?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with a sport like powerlifting, because the sport is essentially body's limit. Whatever weight you're able to lift 1 week, you're training to be able to lift more when you hit your competition. And so just the mindset of continually trying to achieve something that you previously thought was impossible, I think translates perfectly to business. So, you know, for myself as an athlete, it was trying to squat a certain amount of weight or bench a certain amount of weight or deadlift a certain amount of weight. When you start a program, that weight seems super far away. It seems like it's sort of a pipe dream. But then as you put the work into it, as you put the time into it, you put the hours in the gym, getting good amounts of sleep, eating well, making sure that you're recovering and staying ready for your next training sessions, all of a sudden you get closer and closer to that goal. And then over time you start achieving and exceeding the goals that you set for yourself.
Right. How important is failure when it comes to athletic training and business?
Oh God, it's crucial. Like, because if you don't fail at anything for however long, then when you do start to face adversity, when something comes in that's not, you know, that's not exactly what you were expecting, you start to freeze up. You don't really know how to handle it. You don't know what to do. And it seems like it's the end of the world. But when you do fail, you realize that you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you try again. And down the road, things work out.
Right. Okay. Awesome. Tell me one, when you have, because you train athletes, and let's be honest, all of us have some type of athletic ability, even though people are like, oh, I'm not athletic. And you know, when we talk about elite conditioning and elite training, we always think about the best of the best. And a lot of us, especially who are over 30 or over 40, some of us, I'm just talking some of us here, but if we do, we kind of self-remove ourselves, right? But you kind of have an opposite philosophy where you're happy to train elite athletes, and that's sort of where you hang your banner, but you're also happy to train kind of the weekend warrior or the person who's just trying to get back into moving their body, which is okay too, right? When you deal with people of all spectrums, right, whether they're elite athletes or beginners, tell me about one trait that you love. What's one personality trait that you love dealing which when people showcase this trait?
Persistence. Because the thing there is, whether you're working with an elite athlete or whether you're working with the weekend warrior type, the type that you're saying sort of removes themselves from that category, it all comes down to the same principles. We all want to get the best result doing the least amount of work. Now, obviously, if you're training for elite level competition in a certain sport, that least amount of work needs to be much higher. But if you're just training to get into better shape, to be a little bit healthier, you want to know, what can I do to get the best result possible, spending the least amount of time or the least amount of effort? And so the thing I love the most working with anybody going from all spectrums is the will to keep going and the will to try more. So no matter what exercise we put in front of them, if they struggle with it the first time, the people who don't want to give up on it and the people who always want to try again, because that's, I think, again, when you come back to business or when you come to really anything, the will to try again is what's going to ultimately help you succeed.
Right. Awesome. So we know that Kenny and I have had discussions, and Kenny's looking at opening up his own gym, but you also do some online training. Is that right? Tell me a little bit about the impetus for that and what your goals are there, Kenny.
Yeah. So COVID-19 obviously has been going on for quite a while now. And as soon as that hit, then I started developing online training systems. And It was something that I've been meaning to do for quite a while, but obviously once the gym shut down, that sort of turned into, I've got nothing else to do, so I may as well get these things up and running now. I think my goal there is, for people in Calgary, I always prefer to be in person because I find that's when you can get face-to-face interaction. It's better communication, it's better motivation. But my goal there essentially is to be able to reach more people. I think that the way that I go about my coaching is I'm always trying to first get people on programs that they're going to adhere to, because if we have the best program in the world and then I bring that to you and you say, not a chance I'm ever going to stick to that, well, all of a sudden the best program in the world is no good anymore.
Yeah.
So what I really try to make sure I'm doing is create programs that people are actually going to enjoy. And then if they enjoy them, they're actually going to stick to them. And then we can build and continue to progress off of that.
Sure.
So my goal with these online programs is to continue to reach more people and continue to spread that message that there's no one perfect way to train. Yeah. There's no ultimate way to get the absolute best results. It's got to be individual to each person. And the more we can spread that, the more I think we can get people to actually adhere to regular exercise programs and then reap all the benefits that come along with those.
Right. Okay. So how important for the business owner or anybody really is that connection to the body? Tell me some of the changes that you've seen or why is it important to work out? You know, a lot of people, they don't see work. They see working out as effort, which sometimes it is, right? But they also a lot of people say, I'm too busy to work out. Tell me, and I think you and I both know this, but tell me your philosophy on why it's so important to have a counterpoint to regular work.
Well, I mean, I think first, yeah, I'm too busy to work out is something I must hear at least three times a day when things are going on normally. But what people I think often don't realize is that a workout doesn't have to be an hour and a half in the gym. Obviously, being in the field that I'm in, I love training. I love lifting weights. And I think that, well, lifting weights, I don't just think it is a crucial element to health. Being stronger is proven to actually help you live longer. But people don't realize that it doesn't have to be a grueling, hard weightlifting session. Working out can be as simple as going for a jog. Like if you can take as little time or as much time as you have. So for those people who are saying I don't have time to do it, my biggest challenge is just always trying to find those little 15 minute slots in the day that you're going to be able to fit something in.
Right.
And then as far as the connection to the body, again, I think it's massive because when we're working on our businesses, we need energy to be able to properly focus on a task. We need to be able to work sometimes for quite long hours. And there's just being on a regular exercise program, eating well and taking care of your body gives you better energy, keeps your mood better. Essentially, everything you need to work on your business comes from being in better shape, working out regularly, eating well, and just overall taking better care of your health.
Yeah, no, it's a really good point. You know, the other thing that's harder to qualify sometimes is, you know, and folks, you'll know how I'll talk to other people and some of them are super successful. Some of them are new and novel like Kenny. But a lot of them end up, you know, we always get into self-limiting beliefs, and I don't know how we get into these, but always it comes down to that. Right. And so we talk to people about spirituality and about the mind, but the body's important as well. And a lot of the times, you start seeing, and these don't have to be business owners, but, you know, at my own gym, I start seeing people believe in themselves more and more when they start succeeding. But to Kenny's point, one of the things that's involved in succeeding is persisting. And it doesn't need, and I don't mean persistence from the form of just totally killing yourself every time you go to the gym, because that's never going to work, right? But more so the persistence of going. That is the biggest thing more than anything else. Is that right, Kenny? Doing something.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely don't have to kill yourself every time you go to the gym, because like that's one thing we often see with New Year's resolutions, right? Somebody comes into January 1st and says, this is going to be my year. I'm going to work out every single day. It's going to be the great. By this time next year, I'm going to have washboard abs and all those kind of ridiculous things. then they go three times, and by the end of the third one, they're so sore that they can't move for a week, and then they never go back again. It's like, but if you're able to have the humility to realize where you're at when you're starting, you can start from zero and build to one. You don't have to go from zero to 100. And that's hard to do when you see people in the gym that are going for hour-long runs or that are loading up a ton of weight onto all of the lifts that they're doing. It's hard to sit back and say, okay, I'm not there yet. It's like, but if you're able to kind of sit back, be a little bit humble, realize that I'm not ready to do that stuff yet, and figure out what your starting point is, and then actually progressively build from that starting point. I think it's something that once people get going and they really get started in it, all of a sudden it's hard to stop.
Tell me about the analogy to business. How is this analogous to someone starting a business?
Well, I think as well, something that's really common with entrepreneurs is burning themselves out early on in their business. So working, you know, all hours of the day and all hours of the night. And then after a while, you just don't have anything left and you kind of lose the joy of it. And so if you start and understand that, yes, obviously it's important to work hard, but working hard is a different level for different people. You know, some people love those long 15-hour work days and they're able to do that consistently. Others can't manage that. And if you can't manage that, figure out the most that you're actually able to accomplish and keep the motivation and keep the love for it, and then progress from there. Learn how to build your business off of what works for you.
Right. Awesome, my friend. You know, I guess something that we're both talking about, but not really saying in many ways, is celebrating the little victories. And it's something that, you know, folks, I don't know if you have trouble with it. I have trouble celebrating. Kenny, I don't know if you have trouble celebrating it or not.
All the time.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, there is a certain celebration involved in just getting to the gym and doing something. You know, there's a celebration in being able to turn that 5-minute walk into a 6-minute walk. You know, the equivalent is sort of, you know, and it's interesting because I've started a whole new set of webinars at Look Ahead Marketing, right? Which most of my listeners know. And, you know, think about it this way. I got the webinar done. I got the recording done. It sounds really good. People are staying to the end. People are visiting the landing page. And then nobody is buying. And I'm kicking myself. And I just counted 7 steps. And it's probably more like 700 steps. I'm at the last step. It hasn't converted as well as I want. But it doesn't mean I can't celebrate all the other 699 steps that came before that. And I think that has to be the same, whether it's in fitness or whether that's in your business, right? So that's an important thing to talk about as well. All right, Kenny, if people want to contact you or look at doing a personal training session with you, what is the easiest way for them?
The easiest way is definitely my email, which is kenny@coachduseau.com. I'll spell that out for you later just to make sure we can get it right.
Yeah.
And then also my phone number, which I can give you as well. It is an Ontario number. So a lot of time people in Alberta hesitate to call it, but you can send me a text there. You can reach me on my email, and then you can find me on pretty much every social media platform at Coach Duseau.
Right. Okay, perfect. So what we'll do is we'll just put that in the show notes, you know, and by the way, if you're single, Kenny is also single at this moment. So he just gave you his phone number. Make sure you take advantage of it or don't. One or the other. I can't tell.
I'm going to get all kinds of wild calls now, aren't I?
I can't tell if I just sold more programs for you or scared people away. It's either or, right?
Yeah, it's going to be one way or the other.
All right. Okay, let's get to your 3 points here, Kenny. You know, you've been successful, and I 100% believe you're going to be successful moving forward, right, in various forms. And a lot of the times, something really interesting happens to folks, and you'll probably know this if you've been in business long enough, you think one thing is your product, and then you realize it's not actually that, it's actually the other 6 things like this. And then those 6 things birth something else. So tell us about, you know, and I believe that's going to happen to you, Kenny. You know, you think it's your gym and it probably is always going to be there, but there's probably all these other things that are kind of government as well. So tell us about 3 things that can, 3 practical, actionable, and simple steps that you can, that a business owner can use to improve themselves or improve the business.
So I'm just going to go a little bit back to something you were just talking about a minute ago, celebrating the little wins. Like you were talking about your your programs that you're building with Look Ahead Marketing and how things maybe aren't converting at the rate you want, but you're building out these great programs. And that's something I talk to athletes about all the time, is if you're focused on the outcome, whether that's winning your game, whether that's getting drafted to whatever team you're trying to get drafted to, the chances are there's someone else that's focused on the process and focused on actually playing better and training better and creating a better athlete that's going to take that spot. Because while you've been focused on, you know, how many conversions you're going to get, somebody else is focused on building a better webinar. So if you're the one who's focused on continuing to try to build a better product, or in our case, build a better athlete, ultimately, I really believe you're going to be the one who wins out in the end. But the ones focused on the outcome are too focused there to realize that the reason they're not getting an outcome is because their product or their process has some flaws in it.
Right. Interesting, right?
Yeah. And so I love that analogy. So I wanted to make sure I brought it back to that. So I'll get into the three steps now, and I'll actually follow the questions that you asked me. So the first one that I really think is important is to define what success means for you.
Yes.
So for myself, I know I talk about running a gym all the time. And when I first started my business, I was thinking about, you know, building this amazing chain of gyms that was going to be worth, you know, God knows how much money. And then I realized that if I was to do that and I was to accomplish that, it was going to take me away from what I actually love about the business that I'm in the first place, which is coaching. It's like, so I think people get stuck in the numbers quite often of they need to make millions, or they need to, you know, reach this goal or reach that goal, and get away from what they actually love to do every day. And so for myself, success means continuing to free up my schedule, continuing to have more autonomy, but also never getting away from coaching, which is why I got into this field in the first place. And regardless of where I end up, that's what I always need to make sure is part of my day every day as it is.
Right.
So whatever the reason was for getting into business, I believe that's what people need to stick to.
Yeah, it's really interesting, right? Because we've looked at a number of businesses before, and it's always interesting to know those people who get into something which they are good at, but not necessarily they love, right? There's a big difference between being good at something and loving something. In fact, most of the time, they are congruent. And what happens is when you're good at something, you can have a killer business, but you're always running away from something. Right. So you're always running. The equivalent is always running away from a mortgage payment. I just need to make this much to cover my costs and have a little bit more so I can, you know, go out for dinner once in a while, as opposed to reaching for something that is beautiful because you love it. And there's a big difference in that, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one thing, too, that it's, you know, success can have so many different definitions. But to me, it's being happy every day when you get up. Like, I do something for a living now that I did for 7 years for free, and now I get paid to do it. It feels like a blessing getting up every day and getting to go to the gym and work with athletes and do what I do. So even at this point, I feel extremely successful. Obviously, I have goals and I have, you know, places I want to reach in the business, but I feel extremely successful as of today because I get to wake up and love every minute of what I do every day, which I think right there is better than a large portion of the world.
Yeah. Amazing. What's your second point?
Second point is to keep a continuous growth mindset. I think that, and I mean this in a few different ways. So one is continuing to try to learn from all kinds of different sources. And for coaching, that's a huge thing because, as I was saying before, there's no one right way to train. So continuing to learn and continuing to gather more information gives you a bigger toolbox, which ends up allowing you to help more people. And I think it's the same thing when it comes to running a business. You want to learn from different sources. I'm constantly listening to podcasts or reading books or whatever else, and always trying to take the positives and take the things that I like that I think can work for me from those sources. Awesome. But then where I think sometimes people can go a little bit off as well is they try to almost become the person that they're, you know, reading the book from or listening to the podcast, and they try to emulate everything that that person does. But then back to another training analogy, I don't really feel there's one right way to do it. There's a right way to do it for each person. So instead of trying to become someone else and run the business the way they do, or in my case, coach the way a certain coach I like to listen to does, try to take the positives from many different sources and create yourself as a business owner instead.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. And everybody knows someone that tries to emulate someone else. And the interesting thing is it gets really tiring after a while because you're not that person. So trying to emulate someone else, it sucks. And it's going to break down at some point in time, right? You know, it's a different thing what Kenny's talking about, which is being yourself, but taking the learnings, right? And that's a really powerful thing. It also can be a challenging thing too, right? One of the more challenging things sometimes for some of us is picking up a book or listening to a podcast, because a lot of times if it's not congruent with what you are currently doing, it is challenging. It's a challenge to you, and it sucks sometimes. Sometimes you have to admit you're wrong, and that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and like on that note too, one thing that I think is really important as well is making sure that you're actually judging the information that you're taking in. So something that our field runs into a lot, and I know I've been subject to this before for sure, is you read the latest article that comes out by this doctor or this coach or whoever, and you go, oh, they're doing that, so I should do that. And then you realize that they might be doing whatever they're talking about in a specific context, but it might not work for you in your situation. So being able to take what you read, go, okay, is this good information? Is it information that I can actually apply to myself or the clients I work with? And if it is, how can I apply it? Not just sort of blindly saying, hey, this person I believe in is doing this, therefore I should do that too.
Yeah, awesome. What's your last one, your final point, my friend?
So my last one is making sure you don't judge yourself. I think, and this is something that starting my business in November, I struggled a lot with, mm-hmm. is when coming up with price points for certain packages or programs, coming out with new products, anything you're doing, understand that no matter how much you work on it, the chances are there are going to be some mistakes in there. And if there are mistakes in there, that's okay. You can fix them.
Yeah.
And so what I always try to do now is I always try to make sure that I'm doing things first. Obviously, I'm thinking about products and everything before I put them out, but I'm trying my best not to judge myself on any mistakes that I make or any problems that I might have. Yeah. And then if problems do arise, coming up with a solution, not trying to point the finger and blame somebody else for it or try to take the blame away from myself. Just saying, yeah, I made a mistake here, and then coming up with a way to fix it.
Yeah, it's a really good point as well, Kenny. It's interesting because a lot of times, you know, and every business owner is going to have this momentous moment where you're like, I have to make a decision between A and B. And a lot of times we put so much stock and we almost overanalyze and we talk to experts, and the experts sometimes help, but most of the time they don't, because they're giving you various opinions. Some say yes, some say don't do it. And you know, one of the interesting things about these things is, you know what? If you make a decision and it doesn't work, then all you have to do is make another decision after that. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this was something that it's a Gary Vaynerchuk quote that I've heard him say many times. And it's just that you don't have a time machine. If you've got A or B, you've got a decision to make, just make one. And he's like, and then if you're wrong, well, the other decision's still there. So go back, make a change, and go the other way. The only way you're going to know whether it's right or wrong is by making the decision.
Yeah. Yeah. And folks, we spoke about this before, right? If you're a business owner and you've never failed, it means you're not even trying. So some people say fail big, fail fast. I'm not saying go out there and intentionally try to fail, but what people are talking about is the learnings that you get from these things. And let's face it, sometimes business is half luck.
Yeah. And I think that's another big thing too, right? Is like, I started a business in November 2019. I'm not a business guy per se. I am a strength and conditioning coach, but I'm learning the business side of it all on the fly. And yeah, I'm making mistakes along the way. I've made some already. I'll make more as I go, but I'm always just trying to make improvements along the way as well. And make sure that if I do make a mistake, that I'm looking at it, I'm fixing it, and I'm trying to improve it for next time.
Awesome. All right, Kenny, can you summarize those 3 points that you just told us again?
So the first one is to define what success means for you. So not get caught up in the numbers of having to make X amount of money, but just getting back to the reason you got into business in the first place. So being able to get up every morning and actually be happy with where you're going and what you're doing, sure. I think is massively more important than how many dollars you're bringing in. Number two is a continuous growth mindset. So always trying to learn as many different sources as you can, but actually being able to critically judge the information you're taking in, and then take the things that work for you. Just because someone else is doing it, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to be the right thing for you. So take the positives, try things, but again, continue to come back to what actually works well for yourself. And then the third one is a lack of self-judgment. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to make wrong decisions. You're going to put things out that aren't perfect. But as those things come out, as those mistakes happen, take accountability for them, learn from them, and then make the changes you need to and apply them to the thing you do next.
Yeah. Awesome, Kenny. It's been a real pleasure to have you on today. And I'm sure the listeners are able to glean a lot out of it. Kenny, any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
Well, James, I really appreciate you having me on too. And like these three points are kind of what I came up with, but I've been thinking about this whole thing a lot since we first talked about doing this show. And I think the big thing again is it comes back to that same training analogy I was talking about before. There's no one right way to do it. So if you can be happy every day when you're getting up and you've got enough money to survive, set goals for yourself, but continue to celebrate the little wins, continue to push forward and understand that if you're happy, you've got the game figured out.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Kenny. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. So again, team, I'm going to have in the show notes the ways to contact Kenny if you want to chat with him. Kenny's also going to be in the Lambs-Lookahead Marketing Public Group as well. So you can reach out to him there. And he's always keep an eye on this kid because he's going places. So it's always nice to interview our celebrities before they become celebrities, because I think that's where a lot of the interest comes in. All right, team, wrapping up here. So just a reminder, if you enjoy the show, please rate and review the show. That's big for us. Again, these tidbits of knowledge are so important to get out to small business owners and entrepreneurs. The easiest way for them to see it is to leave us a 5-star review. It means so much to me. And I know you have a choice of podcast. So I really appreciate you tuning in for this one. My name is James. And same time, same place next week, 3 Steps to Thrive. Looking forward to seeing you then.
Don't forget, if you love this podcast, please leave a review. One of my goals is to support as many entrepreneurs and small business owners as possible with these simple, actionable, and practical tips. My team and I spend countless hours finding great guests who are experts in their field, and these people 100% volunteer to be on this show. And one of the best ways to help other people find this podcast is with your review. So if you would be so kind and subscribe and leave a review, this show can get out to more people and I would be forever grateful. So thank you in advance. Okay guys, thanks so much once more for tuning in. See you next week and have a great few days.